Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. So yesterday we talked with folks hitting the road early to get a jump on the holiday weekend. Today we're at Newark Airport with people flying out of town. Our Glenn Shuck is there and joins us live.
Hey, I should probably ask them if they felt that earthquake. I didn't feel it here, though. And actually, we're not that far from where that happened. But the good news is here, if you're coming, I would say, in the next hour or so, you're really in good shape here. I'm at Terminal B. I just stepped outside to the front area. You can hear how quiet it is here. Actually, I'm actually pretty shocked it is. But then I talked to a supervisor here. He's telling me between 7 and 10 this morning, they really expect it to pick up. So I'm at the Spirit Terminal here. All their flights are taking off on time in terms of United and JetBlue and some of the others out here. It appears there's some scattered delay on arrivals, but not departures. So in pretty good shape. It's cloudy here and kind of sticky, but the weather cooperating. But again, that's the word. If you're here in the next hour or so, you should be in good shape. Plan accordingly. After that, though, the travel here is supposed to really ramp up. Allow extra time for sure. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Terminal B in Newark.
Well, they're on the lookout for sharks on Long Island. Governor Hochul says state officials have upped their surveillance capability at state park beaches.
Park police will be getting a bigger drone with thermal imaging, laser range finding, the ability to fly in bad weather and drop flotation device. So we are using technology. So we can coexist, but we're always going to be watching. We're keeping an eye out there, what's going on in the water.
The governor says they've got 29 trained drone pilots and will be adding 11 more by the 4th of July. It was Donald Trump on the stump last night in the South Bronx.
The former president spoke positively about the New York he grew up in and promised this if reelected.
We're going to bring safety back to our streets. We're going to bring success back to our schools.
While comparing the subways to a third world country and saying he wouldn't let it continue.
This city has given us so much, and now it is time that we are going to give it back. Together, we are going to make New York City great again.
It resonated with John, who sees many people moving out of New York.
He is a New Yorker, and he is a working president. and he knows what to do for the American people.
And when it comes to Trump winning New York, he says anything is possible. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the South Bronx.
Well, the Bronx Democratic Party held a counter-protest, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez telling 1010 Winds. While Trump does have some supporters in the borough, it's not the vast majority. She also says folks should be wary of how their donations are being used.
His net worth doesn't necessarily stack up to at least the initial payments that he's had to make. And so he has been using his campaign coffers to pay his legal bills, which are very expensive. I think he's taking some of that business strategy to the Bronx.
Trump won less than 10% of the vote in the Bronx in 2016, 16% in 2020. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine calls a rare special session of state lawmakers there. The reason?
The purpose of this session will be for the General Assembly to pass legislation ensuring that both major presidential candidates will be on the Ohio ballot in November.
This is an issue because the Democratic National Convention, which is scheduled to start August 19th, falls after the state certification deadline of August 7th. While other states have simply passed a quick legislative fix, Ohio's bill became entangled in a partisan legislative fight to keep foreign money out of state campaigns. DeWine called the situation unacceptable, ridiculous, and absurd. The conservative-heavy Supreme Court issued a ruling Thursday that made it more difficult to prove racial discrimination in electoral maps. In a 6-3 vote, the court backed South Carolina Republicans who moved out 30,000 black residents when they redrew a congressional district.
The new map breaks up Charleston County to solidify the once swing district as a Republican stronghold. South Carolina, which has 7 congressional districts, only has 1 majority black district, despite black people making up 25% of the state.
Correspondent John Dickerson, the case differed from one in Alabama, where the Supreme Court ruled Republican lawmakers diluted black voters' political power. Louisiana now on the verge of becoming the first state to reclassify 2 commonly used abortion drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Violations could be punishable by up to 10 years in prison and $75,000 in fines.
This could make it harder for physicians to prescribe the drugs, which are used to treat other conditions and to manage miscarriages. The reclassification would require doctors to have a special license to write a prescription, and the drugs would have to be stored in certain facilities. Hundreds of doctors in Louisiana say they oppose this because it could delay care. And Louisiana has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the country.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns, if and when it passes, Louisiana's governor is expected to sign it into law. A city cop struck by a car during a traffic stop in Brooklyn. This was at Hedgeman Avenue in Van Sicklen, where police were pulling over an SUV when the driver took off and clipped a cop in the ankle. A second officer fired his service weapon. Both officers taken by EMS to the hospital. They're okay. So far, no arrest. Meantime, at the same scene, while police were investigating, a driver slammed into one of the stopped cars. No word on any injuries or charges from that incident.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Well, not only has the Prospect Park Zoo reopened after being closed for 8 months due to storm damage, they've also got some new residents. Well, hello there, little baby.
Baby, baby, baby animal.
3 baby baboons baby, have been welcomed, baby, along with a brand new species, a pair animal. Of Southern American Poodoo deer. Baby, baby, the Southern Poodoo are the smallest deer in the world. In fact, they only weigh like 25 pounds. That's like a dog. The 2 were actually born at the Queen Zoo and are now officially Brooklyn hipsters. If you want to check them all out, get all the info at prospectparkzoo.com. Well, you may not have heard about this, but as members of the local media, we certainly have. The NYPD, Nassau County PD, and other departments across New York State have been moving toward using encrypted radios, which means traditional police scanners would go dark so members of the public can't hear them. The departments apparently suggested a 30-minute delay, but State Senator Michael Gennaris tells 1010 Winds that's a problem.
To allow a law enforcement force, especially one as large and important as the NYPD, to operate in secrecy, essentially, without the media and the public being able to know what they're doing is incredibly dangerous. It's never been done before. There has never been a problem with having access to police radio.
And so he's introduced legislation that would give accredited media that real-time access. Those who are unaccredited would have a 10-minute delay. Similar measures have been enacted in Colorado and proposed in California. Janaris notes that the state legislature goes on recess in less than 2 weeks, and so he is urging immediate action. New York State has set aside money to help local news outlets hire and retain employees. This is through $90 million in tax credits and is to help an industry that has seen some trouble in recent years, as newspapers in particular have navigated the switch from print to digital. The program spans 3 years. It will allow up to $320,000 per outlet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.